KCKJO. KCAKJO. This is N6WY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee, in Shelby Township on Statewide 1.
November 6th, Whiskey Yankee, this is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, how are you doing this morning? Coming down from Memphis, Richmond area, heading over to Clinton Township.
Very good. I'm just checking out my new Anycone 890 transceiver here. It seems to be a little buggy right now. I don't know about that little green light that indicates signal being received is on almost all the time. So how does it sound otherwise? Back to you.
Sounding just fine, sir.
Pretty good. I'm glad to hear that. I got mixed emotions about it. I got the 878, and I just like the 878 better. It programs easier, and I have to play with it more. Maybe I will get used to it, and will like this 890 better eventually.
Yeah, the next generation digital, is that what you're talking about?
That's it, exactly. They had it for a while, and the next set upgrade, they blocked it, and there is a unofficial version of it now that I downloaded, but I've never got around to programming in concrete for that next generation digital mode.
Yeah, sounds good so far. Like I said, play with it a little bit more. You know, I got a... Oh, geez. I just got the DM32 and the DM1701. And then I got an XPR6550 I'm messing around with. This radio here, this is the XPR4550 Motorola. So it's just a UHF DMR. You know, there's no VHF on it. Got another radio in the van or on the car for that. But yeah, so far she sounds so good, pretty good, sir.
Well, that's encouraging. Yeah, I got an old Hi-Kara radio that I like playing with. Quite a solid radio. And it has very good audio quality and has a Motorola roaming function in it before we had to take it out. And that really works great on this MI5 system. But I haven't tried the Anycone version of Rome. I guess it'll work. You know, it's more of a using the GPS and whether or not the receiver, whether or not the repeater is in range or not. So what are you doing out on this fine day mobiling? You said you were coming back from somewhere heading to Clinton Township. Is that correct?
Yeah, I live in Memphis. And I'm heading over to a Clinton Township to my late mother-in-law's house to clean up some more junk out of it.
Well, it doesn't sound like a present task. I know I got a lot of junk in my house that's useless to nobody. But we just can't depart with it. I don't know why I keep it. It's... I guess everybody has a little bit of a want to hold on to things for whatever reason. With me, I hold on to something and say, I might need that. And I keep it for a couple of years and look at it again. And that part I might need. I'm very stored. So I can assimilate.
Yeah, you don't realize how much you accumulate until you pass on, and then you get a house full of stuff that nobody wants. So you try to sell what you can, and then you just get rid of the rest. And that's pretty much what we're in the process of doing. Selling what we can and just getting rid of the rest. KCKJO.
KCAKJO, this is N6WY. Yes, who is finding the buyer? I know it's valuable to somebody. But how do you find that person? And even if you sell it like 10 cents on the dollar, it's still hard to sell. Well, Tom, I think I'm going to let you go. I'm going to say 73 this time around and start doing my morning routine. Now, I haven't had breakfast yet, so I got to get moving. KT8, TJO, I believe the call was. This is N6WI.
N6WI, sounds good. 73 to you from Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
KC8, KJO, I got it this time. And Memphis is kind of an interesting area. I drove through a few times, and that's about it. Looks like a nice little community. Talk to you later. KC8, KJO, this is N6WI.
T8NXT, monitoring. W8VD, W8FU.
KZKJO.
What's going on, Tom? KFAS.
How are you, Mr. Dave? What are you doing today?
Oh, just returning from Sam's Club.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I got my Mesh-tastic in my car here.
Yeah, I got my volume maxed out. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, that's because I'm not yelling into the mic as I usually do.
Yeah, I got to find a... I got to get an external speaker on this thing, too. That's part of the problem.
Oh, I get it. Well, this is my 4550. And, got a bullet antenna on the top of the car. Got my Mesh-tastic set up in here, and then since there were two 800-900 megahertz antennas on here with the right connection, I'm like, oh, I'm going to put it on the external. So now my Mesh-tastic is mobile as I am.
Oh, nice. So you had the car came with 800-900 antenna, or is this something you've always had?
I came with it. There was some other module that was connected to it. It says internal antenna, external antenna. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to put it on the external one. So I figured it's, 900 or 800 megahertz, so perfect for the Mesh-tastic. Shows a good signal on it, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I haven't been, I've got all my stuff that's still set up, but I haven't really been checking it. I just leave it up to, help the mesh, I guess. But I haven't really been checking. Has there been a lot of activity on Mesh-tastic or no?
Not really. It's just there, and I connect my phone to it, see if I get any messages or not. Every so often, a plane will fly by, and somebody says, cruising at 44,000 feet, and then it'll pop down on my phone, pop down in the message center.
Well, that's neat. Oh, I'm looking at this one subdivision over here. I'm driving north on Garfield, and it looks like they planted all the same kind of trees. It's like white blossom blooms. Not sure what, I'm sure it's a common tree that if I knew much about plants and stuff, I would know.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, where's it at on Garfield?
It's like north of 22, I think it used to be where the old airport was. You remember there used to be a Macomb airport?
Yeah, Burris Macomb, yeah. Know that area quite well. As a matter of fact, I'm off of a canal in Garfield right now.
Yeah, I take it back. It's probably like a mile south of where the airport was, because I think the airport was 20... Ooh, whoa, that was a big bump. The airport was 22 miles and above, so this was between 21 and 22.
Gotcha. All right, I've landed at my destination here. I will catch you later on the ride home. 73 Dave, KJO.
Yep, talk to you later. If you get bored, drive up Garfield, you'll see what I mean. KFAS.
I probably will, because Melissa likes flowers, so we'll take a look at them, see if they're apple blossoms or cherry blossoms. All right, take it easy, Dave, KJO.
N1WHG, listening.
F8GBH, I hear you. I'm neighbor to the north in Rockford, and I'm in my car with my HG, so not so sure how it's going to come out.
I think the call sign ending in GBH, maybe. This is November 1, Whiskey Hotel Tango. I am also in my car, mobile, with an HD, so not sure the quality you're going to get from me either, but my name here is Chris, and I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan, wandering over to get a snack here.
Coming in pretty good. I got you pretty clear. My name is Ryan, and I'm in Rockford, right north there. I'm currently driving south on Beltline.
I am too. So, just got out of work, grab a snack, and then head home and see what the kiddos are up to. I've been working some extra hours the past few weeks, so I'm sneaking a little afternoon. We'll go for a walk or something. A little breezy and cool, but at least the sun's out.
Be on that. I've been actually hiking up to the top of Canonsburg ski hill a couple times and trying to play radio up at the top there. Still looking for some simplex contacts, but nobody seems to be on those frequencies anymore. Back to you.
I'll tell you what, maybe sometime we can try and set something up. We just got out here from New Hampshire. I did a fair amount of sense on the air out there in New Hampshire. And I found that the initial calling frequencies on DHF was, it did all right. Some days it was silent, but then other times I was surprised that if I got a couple of people, I'd start to get folks overhearing the conversation and join in. I was always kind of surprised by that. And I actually found that I had pretty good luck with that, at least half the time I went out. So maybe we can get something going. I don't know if that's considered a summit or not on Summits on the Air, but even still, maybe we can get on and maybe we can track some attention and get some other folks.
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing. That would be really good to do. There's also, I've been wanting to try, but just never found anybody to do it with, is DMR Simplex. Try that also. I'm pretty new, so I only have my license about a month or so, but I've been playing around with that. I guess also, instead of the 5.2 Simplex frequency, in the area, a lot of people are, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but some people use 4.2 frequency for Simplex in the area. Someone told me that last night.
We should definitely try some of that out. I'm kind of new to the digital mode. I've been, had my license for some time now, but mostly played in HF. And then, I got my license when I was 14, so that was in the 90s, and that was when I feel like repeaters were still kind of a popular thing, and then cell phones showed up and kind of put a damper on that for a while. But now with these new digital modes, it seems like it's got a bit of a comeback, and I'm pretty new to DMR. I've played a little bit with Yaesu's digital modes, and I haven't really tried D-Star from ICOM yet. I've got a radio that supports it, but I'm still a little puzzled on how I have to, like, register via repeater site or something to get squared away with that. So I'm kind of liking the DMR, and I like Yaesu's digital platform as well. So, we should try and coordinate. I'm going to go grab my snack here, and then I'm on QRZ. You can look up my call sign N1WHT. You can grab my email if you want from there, and if you shoot me a message, we can try and coordinate maybe a time to get on the air and test out both just regular Simplex as well as maybe check out some of the DMR Simplex, because there's some features on my radio. I've got a Radio Oddity, I forget which model, but I just got it like last week. So looking to try out some features on that that might be relevant to DMR Simplex.
Yeah, that sounds amazing for sure. Yeah, I'm on QRZ also. My email should be there. I'll try to catch it, like I'm kind of driving, so I'll try to catch it. But mine is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Bravo Hotel, Good Beer House. Let's see if we can connect and do that.
I just pulled over here for a second, so I think I got your call sign is Kilo Fox 8 GBH, Golf Basketball Helicopter. if you thought that's correct, after I grab my food here, I'll check out on QRZ on my phone real quick and send you an email. And then we can try and get something together. My weekends have been kind of busy with work, but I usually get one day that I'm pretty free, and it's not really any trouble if you're up on a hill and I'm, at home or, I'm just parked somewhere. I usually keep my HT, so definitely interested in trying this out. I'll be clear on your final, but I think your call sign is KF8GBH. This is November 1 Whiskey Hotel Tango, saying 73, and I'll shoot you an email soon.
Yep, the call sign is correct. You got it right. Maybe we could even reach from my house, too. I'm just in Rockford, not too far north. So maybe that would work too. But I will be clear after this, 73, and have a great rest of the evening. KF8 GBH, clear.
Any WCD, I think WCD, KYNU.
KYNU, this is NAWCB. Well, good evening to you. Hopefully the second day of the weekend wasn't too bad for you, but at least you're headed home and you're off for a couple yourself. But how's it going?
It's going. It's going. It wasn't too bad today. It's had backup, so it wasn't bad at all. How was your day?
I like those Sundays. I remember those Sundays when I sat back up, when I didn't have to do radio on Sundays. That's not too bad of a deal. Happy for you in that way. Glad the day went well. I'm doing pretty good. I went to church this morning and enjoyed the service. Pastor Dave spoke on the prayer there of God in Ephesians 6. Talked to FGS there for a minute at church, and sounds like he's doing pretty good. But other than that, just a low-key day. Just made some cornbread a few moments ago and going to have that as part of dinner tonight.
Hey, there you go. That sounds good. Sounds like a good service, good day today. Some cornbread. Can't beat that.
Yeah, I figured I'd take the opportunity. Probably not too many more of those with a chilly day like today, and it's just been kind of rainy and windy and cool. I woke up in the night, in fact, by the wind. It was really blowing out there. I say it was a chilly day out there.
Yeah, I heard it was kind of a goofy day. That's right. I think one of the last days of that. This nonsense here, and then we get into a little bit warmer weather. So,
I think you're one of several that have made that type of a statement. A goofy day today. I'll have to concur. You know, one minute the sun's out, and the next minute the wind's blowing, and you got a torrential rain falling, and the sky is, you know, it's getting all cloudy and everything, and cycle continues. But yeah, like you say, I think it's supposed to be chilly tomorrow, but I think we're on the upswing, and so are you this week. At least you've got a short week going.
Yeah, can't beat that. I'm looking forward to that. Wasn't too bad, so hopefully we'll carry that into this week. I got planning for the set here tomorrow and a couple other things for tomorrow, so be a good day, hopefully.
Yes, there you go. I'm sure you'll be able to get a few things done on the set, and Skyward is at the end of the week, so on Saturday, so it definitely sounds like a pretty full week ahead for you there in the EC responsibilities.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I like the responsibility. It's a lot of fun. Good stuff. Excited about the set. Excited about the different things coming up here. So it's going to be good.
NAWCB, I kind of figured you kind of enjoying those responsibilities. But that's, I think, like I say, done a good job there, and productive for you. And it seems to be right up your alley there. So like I say. Juggling it this week, but I think you make some headway on the set, and at least we've got a little break in the weather this week, in the severe weather, and get some Skywarn training or review in.
Yeah, that's coming up here at the end of the week, so looking forward to that as well. Excited about it. Get some flyers passed out. And some things set up here for our group.
Yeah, that's right. I do a little bit of recruitment there. If if I got some, you know, some folks that are coming that aren't hams, you know, kind of point them toward ham radio. Let them know that we're out there.
That's the plan. That is the plan. Hopefully, to get some more folks to join up there. Hey, Wayne.
Absolutely. Yes. And you know, good to see. Hearing a lot of good things on some of the social media sites on ham radio, the license, the interest, and the amount of people getting licenses and getting on the air. So, I'm definitely encouraged for that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's pretty cool to see there's an uptick in people getting licenses and different things. So, hopefully, good things there around the corner.
Yes, that's it. And, you know, then, too, you know, not just getting them the license, but, you know, keep them a hobby there. That will be that'll be a big thing, too, where you get them on the air, get them used to things, and point them in the, you know, what all the technologies that are out there, and kind of steer them along there a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's good. I'm hoping to get the word out there, get some more volunteers, and get them to the Skywarn and ARPSC. That's good. I've heard an uptick. I know that Mike said he's had a few take the test, so that's good.
Yes, exactly, and you know, I'm careful at hearing, you know, like one source, so you know, like one source says something on social media. It seems like there's been several sources that have said that there's been an uptick, and I'm even hearing, you know, that maybe a renewed interest in Morris code as well. So I think that's again, there's just a lot of avenues, a lot of good. Good things in ham radio. It's just you know, just pick your interest and run with it.
Gee, thank you. Yeah, that's why I think ham radio is the best hobby that's out there. Do anything and just kind of, you know, whatever you have interest in, it's what you can pretty much do with ham radio. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of good stuff.
Yes, I agree on that one. Yes, I think again, and good for you know, again, all walks of life, even you know, the kids and even the older kids as well.
Indeed. Hey, how's my signal? Running on low power here. See if this will help out.
You're getting in just fine. No, you're not breaking up, or you know, your signal becoming broken here on the DMR side. It's sounding good.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. Then I may have to do this until I get it hardwired into the car, because it's not working the other way. So, which is fine. That's fine. I don't mind. Hardwiring it, that works for me.
Yeah, I kind of figured you might not have as many, you know, have an issue with it on lower power, you know, and it's good. I mean, if you're near, you know, the repeaters or the towers, you know, it's probably not too bad. Whereas you're getting out of the area, you know, maybe getting on 94 or 69 or going up by 75. You know, you're probably going to want go a little bit higher power, but I'd say within the area, you know, you're within, you know, on the 7.2, you know, you're Mount Clemens and Richmond, you shouldn't have any major issues either on that end.
No, I shouldn't. I may be able to bump it up to medium power kind of go from there and see. But just wanted to try it just to make sure it worked, and then make the adjustments from there, at least until it's hardwired in, and then we'll go from there. Hopefully that'll fix all the problems there.
NAWCV, yes, I would agree with that. Try it on low power. Bump it up to medium. That you might not have an issue. I don't think that'll pull as much. But at least like you say, you're within the area, you're within the repeater, and you probably shouldn't have too big of an issue. You might get within that area there along your route home, where you might, cross over between Mount Clemens and Richmond. But I'm sure you should be pretty decent.
Gee, Wayne, you? Yeah, we should be. I'm not too worried about it. It'll work out. I like the digital side of things anyway. But it's nice to talk on the 7.2 as well. So either one though, they both work out well.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I don't mind talking on on this one either. I can walk. It's good with the other with the VGC, because I have the phone. I can just walk around within range here in the house. But with this one, I can just pretty much go anywhere. So if your preference is here or statewide too, or whatever works out, that works for me too.
Gee, when you. Okay, yeah, at least for right now, until I get it wired in, we'll probably just stick to the statewide one there and then go from there. Once I get it wired in, I shouldn't have any issues, but I don't want to pop anything or burn anything until then.
I don't blame you on that one, definitely. I have to agree with you. You don't want any radio issues, and you don't want any car issues either. So I totally agree on that way, and I think that's best at this point in time. So, but yeah, your signal is good here.
Good. Yeah, I put a new stick on the roof there. I got a Comet SDV5, I believe it is. I like it. It's not bad. I like Comet's good antenna.
I've heard a lot of good things about them too, and I think that's a good choice for you. And I'll be eager once you're able to. If you're using your radio right now, it's definitely doing the job. That's a big role in it. The antenna, of course, plays a big part of it.
Yeah, it does. It does a lot of research on what works, and ask around, and a lot of the guys recommended that. So I'm happy. That makes me really happy with the antenna.
Yeah, especially, again, as you're heading north there, your signal is maintained. I know there, and of course this is a 7.2, I know at times with the other antenna, you were kind of in and out some, but, you're still readable, it's still clear, but there's a little bit of fading in and out. So, but yeah, this has been... just constant. It sounds really good.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm sitting in the driveway, so hopefully I'm still getting out. But yeah, like I said, I recommend those antennas. So not bad. It's and they're pretty cost effective. So I like them.
Hey, if you're sitting in your driveway, yeah, you couldn't tell. Any signal change, or you know, you're not you know, your signal's not coming apart or anything. It sounds loud and clear. So I think you made a good choice, and at least two, you know that you can run on lower power there, and you know, again, that's a good thing. You know, you definitely use high power when you need it, but if you can run lower power, definitely run with it that way.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff there. All right, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in and unwind and kick off the next couple of days here. Appreciate you coming along. Appreciate the good conversation, North, and if you need anything tonight, don't hesitate to reach out, and looking forward to our next QSO.
Yeah, roger that. Yes, yes, thank you. And if you need anything as well, let me know too. But glad you made it through the weekend, and glad you got a couple of days off. I hope tomorrow is a good day, a productive day for you, and we'll let you head on in, and I hope you have a good evening. Enjoy the family. Enjoy some dinner. Kick back tonight. But anyway, thanks for the ride along. Enjoyed the conversation, and look forward to talking again. 73s and 88s to you and the family. Tell everyone hello, and we'll talk again soon. NAWCB, clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. 73s and 88s to you and mom. K8YNU, clear.
KF8.
Keep listening.
KCKJL.
KC8MX. Anybody have any information about the hotspot? I have some questions. KC8MXG.
One more time, this is KC8MXG. Anybody out there could answer a question about a hotspot? Thank you.
W8BPD.